Hi, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to the best 2-on-1
ever! And today is a great day. Because
it's a really fucking great day, Amanda.
I know. Well, because we made it. So, cheers to you. Take out your water.
Cheers!
Cheers to you to making it to the finale.
Pause for audio while we take a sip of our aguas. Oh yeah. My god, Amanda, I can't believe it's over.
It's done. Did you see this day coming?
I really didn't, especially after that fantasy suite week when there was 2 episodes in 1 week and you and I like kept trying to like record and you were sick and I was busy and yeah. It was just like, this is never gonna end. And I was like, do I even want to talk about fantasy suites? No!
I think this week is, you know, the week that you're going to want to talk about, obviously. So, we made it, girl. Like, you know, next week is paradise. We're not going to be talking about Gabby and Rachel anymore after today. But I'll give you guys Dancing with the Stars updates on Gabby, obviously, because, you know, she's still on our screens in some way.
Thank God. America yes. needs Gabby.
When I saw her walk out during the finale, I texted Alex last night. I was like, I am so jealous of her body. Like, she's in impeccable shape. I don't know if it's from Dancing with the Stars
it has
training
to be.
Or like even before that, she looks good. I'm so jealous. I'm like, can we trade? Can
oh
we trade?
My gosh. Amanda, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You know the national anthem, America the Beautiful? It should actually be Amanda the Beautiful.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, can we change it to Alex instead?
It doesn't sound the same. So, well, what did you think of their outfits for
okay.
the finale?
Pretty good. You know, like, I really didn't have any complaints of them during the lives, but when Rachel went to go visit Tino, that, what, I don't even know what to call it, that trash outfit?
Yeah.
I was not feeling it. But we'll talk yeah. about that in a second, yeah. and I do have some things to say to you, some apologies that I have to say to you, Alex.
Let's
as far as...
hear it, Amanda! I can't wait!
As far as Tino, but I agree with Gabby's response when Jesse's like, you ready for the finale? And she's and Gabby's like, thank God. So let's continue. Let's just dive right in. So yeah. Alex... obviously, you know, Tino, I have changed sides as of 2.5 weeks ago that I don't like him either.
Wow.
I think he is a gigantic asshole.
Wow. And here I've been this whole time. This whole time. I even said it to Ben Higgins. And
I know!
Acting a fool in front of Ben freaking Higgins!
Yes, I know.
All along, I knew it from the moment they sat down on the stairs. I knew he was a gigantic piece of shit. I knew it.
And then I just knew, too, like, while watching the proposal, Rachel's face said it all in the bottom left-hand corner. She's just like... feel so bad for her. It's just, mm-hmm. it's a very shitty situation. I don't even want to talk about the proposal because that's just like bullshit. And they were so spiritual and it made me want to throw up.
Yeah, it was very weird. And like, it doesn't matter because it's over now. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Neil Lane wasn't there. It wasn't like a memorable moment.
Yeah.
Sorry, just being honest because, you know, I am a girl's girl through and through and I obey the girl code. And I feel like, you know, Rachel had every right to feel the way that she did because Tino is a dick. If you're engaged to someone and you make that commitment and then you decide to cheat on her, mm-hmm. what the fuck, man?
We need to really unpack this conversation.
Yeah,
because...
Alex, would you like to do the honors? Because I literally cannot.
Well, Amanda, to be honest, I don't know how I feel.
Okay, no one knows how they feel because he's an ass. When he walked out, they were booing him, and I booed on my couch, too.
I I don't want to like get canceled here on this podcast, but I kind of feel bad for Tino. After I was the one for 10 weeks who bitched about how much Tino was an asshole, I kind of feel bad. And this was weird. How did you feel? Let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
How did you feel with the way, I know, I like dropped that huge bomb and I'm
yeah.
like, let's let it
I simmer. Was like, are you sick or something? I just wanted to double check like your temperature, see how you're doing.
Well, first things first, how did you feel with how Rachel like introduced the topic and how Jesse introduced the topic of him cheating? They were like, oh, everyone in America already knows, but Tino cheated on me. I'm like, I didn't fucking know. How are we supposed to know that?
Well, I mean, for the super duper Bachelor Nation fans, for those of the people that check Reality Steve and other sources, people have done some research and True. Have seen, you know, that Tino has cheated on her. So I do get that, you know, but at the same time, for people that choose not to look at spoilers, that's definitely not the way to intro that. Let Rachel say it.
I know. You know? It was so weird. I didn't like it. And I think it would have been better if they were like, the conversation between Gabby and Rachel is how like everyone finds out that he cheated, you know? Like
yeah.
for Rachel to just be like sitting on the couch and be like, well, everyone already knows Tino cheated on me. I'm like, that's not dramatic. Come on.
Yeah, I would rather like them get rid of all the little conversations in between during the lives and just cut to the chase. Like all those parts are unnecessary. You know, like, I want to hear it from the source rather than hear Jesse say, so we know.
Yeah, the infidelity or whatever he said, or I don't even remember the word he used. It was just weird.
I literally can't. And that conversation at the getaway house, oh, brutal. I know. I can't. And the fact that he, like, asked her to go first, I'm like, you go first. You're the one that caused the problem. You go first.
Yes.
It just infuriated me.
Yes, but she did. I know. I'm about to straight play devil's advocate for the next 5 minutes, and I don't even like that I'm going to do it because
I don't like that you're so doing much, this.
But I just feel like it has to be done. So, Amanda, that's why last night when you were texting me, I was like, no comment, because I knew that I had like the opposite opinion of what you expected, and I wanted
all right,
to
let me hear
live
what you,
reaction.
Let me hear what you have to say, and then I'm gonna say what America wants to hear.
Okay, that's perfect. Remember, America the beautiful, Amanda the beautiful. America loves Amanda. I don't need to be loved. I just need to be heard, okay?
Go
that's,
ahead.
That's my motto in life. Okay, so first things first. Rachel calls Tino to the safe house. That's why Tino's like, okay, what do you have to say? Tino is fully expecting for Rachel to just straight up dump him. So he's like, I don't need to speak up. I don't need to defend myself. Rachel's dumping me. So I'm going to say, would you like to go first? The whole time he's confused. He's like, do you want me to fight for you? Yes or no? Is my fighting for you fruitless? I don't know. I don't understand. Oh, here we go. Last week on our podcast, I said it sounded like he was cheating. And I was like, I don't think that's something Tino would do. I said, Rachel's eyebrows. Oh boy. I say, I fucking called it. Tino sucks. And then I'm confused all of a sudden. I say, so it was a break. I'm like, where are they? He kissed another girl. I'm like, he only kissed another girl. He didn't have sex with her. And you're engaged. I'm sorry. That's not something you can't work through. I don't know. Especially when Rachel said what she said about like wanting to take the ring off, not wanting to sit after the final rose with him. I don't know. I'm not blaming Rachel. But I don't know. I kind of get where Tino is coming from.
All right. This is where I disagree with you. Because as does the rest of America, sided with Rachel on this. Because he's such a jackass and he won't even confess. Not even like walk away with an apology, you know, in full length. He's just like, I'm sorry. But he didn't really say why and confess to like how it happened, what caused this. I'm like, you're a piece of shit, you know. And I can't even like watch that conversation again because it's just so upsetting to watch because Tino's such a gigantic asshole And then he's telling things that Rachel never even said. So that really...
Okay, so this is where I'm confused.
Okay.
Because it seemed like she said them, and then, like, on After the Final Rose, she's like, oh... Or she said she didn't say them in that meeting with Tino. And then on After the Final Rose, she's like, well, do you really want to talk about it? She's like, well, yeah, I said it, but it's personal. Do you really want to air our personal grievances on national TV? I'm like, she's gaslighting him right now. Like, what is going on? Like, so I'm confused. I don't know, like, what was said and what was not said. Ow!
Well, I think that Tino's notebook is full of bullshit that he brought to the conversation. Yes, maybe Rachel did say that, but she probably didn't say it word for word. Like, why do you need to quote check her? You know what I mean? It's just, he's just not a man. That's a child. And I know the difference between a man and a child. And he is that. I just think he needs some time to figure himself out because
Are you saying that Tino hasn't gone through puberty yet?
Yeah, I'm just being honest.
That's the difference between a man and a child.
Well, yeah, he has not, because he doesn't know. And on top of that, too, like, okay, I'm so sick of talking about their breakup. I know that you've had some issues, Alex, with Rachel's hair, but as far as this week, I have had an issue with Tino's hair.
Oh, yeah, it was a mess.
It was horrible. He didn't even try. He came out here, like... thinking that he's winning the argument, and I'm like, you're not, your hair sucks today. Like, it was so much better on the show, and he looked cuter, and he just got worse.
I mean, he looked this is tough for me, because I do really feel like at the end of the day, as much as I didn't like Tino for whatever reasons, I do really feel like Tino loved Rachel.
Well, yeah, and she loved him, so.
And I do feel like he fucked up, but that didn't mean he wanted the relationship to be over.
Yeah. Well, for me too, like, I kind of agree with Rachel. If you do something behind my back, that's an issue. And I don't know if I can get past that.
I can't say if I was in Rachel's shoes that I wouldn't have behaved the same way as Rachel did. But you've got, like, this several thousand dollar ring. You're going on live television. Like, and you know it's going to be easier after these 3 months are over. Even Gabby and Eric were talking about how hard it was for them. I'm just like, if you really love someone and you're engaged to them, you make it work. And if he had sex with someone, I would feel differently. If he had a deep emotional connection with someone, I believe emotional cheating is a thing, I would feel differently. The way that I understood the story, again, the story was very confusing. It was hard to piece together, was that he was, like, friendly with some girl, and then they, like, happened to kiss.
And this was also before the show, just as an FYI to people, that he knew the girl before the show.
Yes, but they hadn't dated. They just knew each other. And then they kissed after he had been engaged. And he fessed up and he said what he did. I think the dramatics were a little too much. I don't know. I felt bad for Tino. I hate that I'm saying it, but I did.
And I, like the rest of the world, felt bad for Rachel. But at the same time, we're going to move on to a good part, because our saving grace came in the middle of the conversation. Avon returned. He demanded to talk to her. Alex, what was your reaction when you saw Avon walk out?
So I texted Amanda. I like to, like, watch the Twitter live memes and stuff, and people put them through. And for some reason, when I typed in Bachelorette, the first thing that came up was Reality Steve. And I do not subscribe to that bullshit. And that was a spoiler that I saw, that Avon was going to come on and ask to her out. I'm sorry. I'm not into it. It's full of bullshit. Avon was rejected by Rachel wholeheartedly. Rachel said, Tino is the only one I can picture my life with. I don't want to be with Avon. She sent him home. I don't know. The producers love to work up a last minute happy ending like this. We've seen it with Peter's season. We saw it with Hannah's season when Tyler Cameron asked her out after the final rose. I'm sorry. I'm not excited. Ava, you deserve so much better.
I was excited.
You really think they're going to work out, Amanda?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, the rest of the world, what happened after she left with him? She did not come back like she was supposed to for AFR.
They totally knew this.
I mean, Jesse probably told lies like, I wasn't expecting Rachel to, you know, to come back or anything like that. So what was I going to say? But yeah, it was kind of a surprise. Even Rachel's dad was like, what? Big Tony in the house.
And the way she responded to him, she was like, oh, I would like nothing more. And it was like she was being passive aggressive towards Tino, who was sitting right there. I'm like, she doesn't even want Avon. She just wants to walk away with someone. What do you think about the fact that Tina was still sitting there? She sent him home, Amanda! She doesn't want Avon!
You know what? I gotta side with America on this one. I was pretty excited. Well, I love Avon.
Love Avon too! But Avon deserves better!
He does. But, you know, like, sometimes giving it a second shot ain't bad. You know, so I just, like, when I saw him, I was like, wow, okay, he's still into her. All right. And that's probably why he didn't take on being the bachelor. You know, that's probably why he said no, because he wanted to give Rachel another shot. But you know what? Whatever floats your boat, man. That's just what I have to say. But yeah. And then did you notice Rachel's dad's reactions to everything? I was watching Big Tony more than I was watching Rachel. He looked like he wanted to kill Tino. Like,
he really did.
It was scary. I was like, Big Tony. I feel so
for Rachel's mom. She's just sitting there the whole time and they're like, Big Tino, Big Tino. I mean, Little Tino. Little Tino, Big Tony. Big Tony, like, what do you think? What do you think? And his wife is just sitting there. I'm like, this poor woman. She's just not as, like, camera ready, you know?
Yeah, but
I'm going to miss Big Tony.
Me too. It's just the whole conversation kept running in circles the whole night. And then I, like the rest of the world, I'm curious as far as what happened with Rachel and Avon. But I'm getting bored and I want to move on.
I know, we're done with Rachel.
I'm potentially sorry.
For forever.
I'm getting bored. Let's move on to my girl, Gabby.
Gabby!
All right. So as we said last week, we predicted that Rachel was going to end up alone and Gabby was going to keep Eric. What'd you think of the proposal? Did you see it coming?
Honestly, I didn't. And I kept thinking to myself while I'm watching, Eric was the first person from this season who I followed on Instagram when we like went through all their profiles and he said he liked tall women and that he was from New Jersey. I was like, this man and I need to link up. So I like, requested to follow him and I was always like maybe I'll slide into his DMs, you know, and here we fucking are. He was engaged to Gabby the whole time. I mean, Eric's proposal was sweet. It was, he was just like rambling about how much he loved her. It wasn't like super planned. I did think it was really beautiful and I thought it was so cute that they rode off on a motorcycle together. I'm happy for them.
Did you have a hard time hearing because of the birds every 5 seconds? Like, it was hilarious, but I'm just like...
During Tino's proposal to Rachel, I wrote that, like, the birds, like, cawing was, like, a omen of doom. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then once it was happening during Gabby and Eric, I was like, they're celebrating.
I honestly had a feeling that he would propose. Yeah. I really did. I know you disagree, but I had a feeling that he was going to because he doesn't want to lose her. Yeah. And like they said at AFR, that they're going to go at their own pace. They're not necessarily wedding planning. They're going to try and figure things out because at the same time, our girl is on Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, she's got a pretty busy schedule. She's, you know, trying to get that mirror ball.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think they'll probably try and figure things out once the dancing season comes to an end. That's just my prediction. I'm not the love specialist for them, but that's just my prediction.
Yeah, especially because they're like bi-coastal. I don't know. I'm interested to see. I was kind of sad that they didn't talk about Eric's dad passing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like America like really loved Eric's dad and the relationship he had with his family. And I'm sure that that really brought Gabby and Eric closer together.
Definitely.
But otherwise, I mean, they seem really happy. They were goofing together on the couch. And like, that's what Gabby needs. And I'm really happy for her that she finally found the love that she deserves. And I hope it works out. We haven't had an engagement workout in a long time.
Did you see Grandpa John's reaction to their proposal? He was getting so teary-eyed on the camera. And I'm like... And he's like, I knew it all along that she would pick Eric. Like, he called it. So, you know, if it's Grandpa John approved, it's approved by America.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
But 100%.
I love their proposal. I thought it was adorable. And then before they went off on the motorcycle, he's like, I have a question. Can I have your number?
Yes! So cute!
After, you know, he gets the final rose, he's like, what's your number? I just, it's hilarious how that's when that how that moment is when they get the phone numbers, you know, like
I know.
After they get engaged. What's your phone number?
What's your phone number?
It's just funny. But I'm just seeing if I missed anything. So no Neil Lane. He took the season off, you know, showing his face.
I know. We love Neil Lane.
I love Neil Lane. His rings are beautiful. If anyone's, you know, thinking about me down the road like that, that'd be pretty nice, but not to like throw myself out there.
Oh, okay. I was surprised that when Gabby said yes to the engagement, she goes yes instead of yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we graduated from yeah to yes.
Yes.
So that shows her growth, personally.
Oh, Eric and Tina were wearing socks this episode. Did you see that? Because you remember...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't look.
And the men tell all when all their ankles were exposed, they had socks on.
Okay.
That's something I noticed. Uh-huh. I know, really doing the Lord's work over here.
And as we were talking about during Men Tell All, that there were no socks, so.
Yeah.
And then Avon's Pearl.
I did see them this time.
Yeah.
What did you think of the drama with the text messages that came out about Eric's, like, ex? How do you think he handled that?
I mean, it's hard to address that in the public eye in front of a live audience. But at the same time, as Gabby said, he was an asshole to her.
I know. I was so happy that she said that.
I was like, you go, girl. No, but it must have been tough for Eric at the same time. But, like, he was an ass. Like, but you can't do that to anyone. That's just, you know, totally wrong. And, you know, at least he confessed and apologized for his actions. I think he was pretty sincere about it. But if I were Gabby, I would still be uncomfortable and concerned down the road if that is an issue that could happen again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And also, too, during Eric's high school days, which I was surprised they did not address,
yes.
The blackface picture. In the yearbook photo, I watched an interview with Gabby on with People Magazine, and she's like, of course that made me uncomfortable, and it's not an easy thing to navigate, but we talked about it, and, you know, that's just something that's still gonna bother me, but, you know, I still love him, right? But, like, It's just, like, that would make me uncomfortable, too. Both of those things. I'm very surprised, but I'm happy that they're working through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still trying to fight for their relationship despite, you know, the issues that have happened. So, you know, I think Gabby said it straight up, like, yeah, you were an ass, but you know what? That doesn't mean I don't love you.
Yeah.
Right. So that's my story.
No, I completely agree for once on this podcast.
Thank you, today. Alex.
No, I definitely agree. And the one thing that really bothered me about the text, which they didn't even talk about, was there was one text that he sent the night of the show premiere. But Gabby said that, like, Eric had told her about it. So that made me feel better. As long as Gabby's happy and Grandpa John is happy, I'm happy.
You know what? I can pull up the text, actually.
Oh, just God.
For... people. So the girl's name that Eric was talking to is Amanda.
How did I miss that?
Not me, okay? Not me. Someone else.
You heard it here first, folks. It was not this Amanda.
And it was not me. It was another one. So Eric wrote to Amanda, I know this isn't ideal. I wanted to do this to see if there was something else I could do with my life. I really like you, Amanda. I didn't think it would be a big deal, but I understand how you feel. I'm sorry, and I understand if you don't want to see me anymore. That was one of the texts that popped up. And she's like, you expect me to continue dating you while you go on a reality TV show to, in quotes, find love. And then he said, it isn't real, but you're right. I am sorry. I really didn't think this all through. And then she wrote, so you drop something real for something fake. Got it. And then he replied, I didn't realize the implications. I am sorry. I thought we could get on the same page about this. I really didn't mean for this to hurt you. That was the conversation leaked on AFR. Yeah, as Gabby says. Yeah. I just wanted to read it in case people missed it. I think it's, you know, pretty pivotal.
Yeah, I was surprised they like glossed over it as much as they did, but hey.
You know what, America? I'm here for you, okay? And I read it, exposed it right here.
Thanks, Amanda.
It's just Amanda's sticking up for each other. It's like a thing, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it.
It's really...
Just like the AGs stick up for each other. I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, overall, very happy. It was a great ending for Gabby. And then she's like, are you kicking me out at the end?
I know. Well, that's because
there's exciting news. We have our bachelor. And this year, Alex is right. I was wrong. It's Zach. So you were right.
I can't believe it. I'm shocked at myself. Even last week when I said it, I was like, you guys are probably right, but.
Well, I agreed with Ben, and he was wrong for once, too. So it's Zach's Shall Cross. He's our bachelor. Love Zach. What do you think? Are you excited for him?
I am excited. I thought it was very sweet. Sean and Catherine, Sean Lowe, former bachelor,
were there.
I know. And the advice they gave to him was really sweet. And I thought it was cute that they were calling back to Sean Lowe's season because Sean Lowe had a very like sweet, loving season. He said he was looking to find his best friend, just like Zach said. I'm hopeful for him. I kind of just want like, oh God, I just burped. I kind of just want like a stereotypical bachelor season where like they find love.
And I think that will happen. I kind of see some of Sean Lowe and Zach.
Yeah. I'm okay if it's boring and just lovely.
Me too. I mean, whatever information we have that's not dramatic, I'm happy to report it for our podcast. And that you guys can expect in January on The Bachelor. We are very excited, but we did get a little sneak preview. So we met five of the women, literally. That's why they held AFR, because
for a full hour. Oh my God.
Just as I wanted to go to bed, because we met five of Zach's girls. Mm-hmm. So they're all so pretty, FYI. Yeah. Okay. I texted Alex. I'm like, none of them are ugly. None of them.
And I said they only cast beautiful people. And Amanda was like, No, they don't.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. They don't. And I just was shocked. I'm like, wow, they're really giving Zach the good ones. Poor Clayton.
Yeah, poor Clayton. I am excited. I think this was a great little preview. I'm even more excited for Paradise next week. And I'm thrilled that this season is over, honestly.
Me too. Well, overall, we did have a lot of fun recapping Gabby and Rachel.
Yes.
And it was their first time doing this podcast. So thank you guys for listening in on our journey of recapping our very first Bachelorette season. But that doesn't mean we stop here. We're continuing next week with Bachelor in Paradise. And we are so excited.
I'm so proud of us, Amanda.
I'm proud of us, too.
We've made it. And we only missed 1 week. And it was shit week. So who the fuck cares? Not me.
But you know what? We're going to be there every week for Paradise. And if I have to do it sick, I will.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like, I am so ready. I've been looking forward to this. Even though fall is right around the corner, that doesn't mean summer has to stop. I'm right there. I'm ready. I can't wait. Let's freaking go, man. Let's
freaking go.
Almost Paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door.
Oh my god, we have to end on that. There is nothing left to say except for Amanda singing
beautifully. I swear that I could could see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
And scene.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week as we head to paradise. Peace out, bachelorettes.